Dreamscape presents Catch and Release by Lawrence Block. Narrated by Lawrence Block.
A burglar's eye view of greed. So I walked over to Barnegat Books on East 11th Street for a word with my favorite bookseller, Bernie Rodenbar. He was behind the counter with his nose in a book while his cat lay in the window soaking up the sun. The store's sole customer was a young woman with multiple piercings who was reading a biography of St. Sebastian. "I understand the used book business is hot these days," I said. "You must be making money hand over fist." He gave me a look. "Every now and then," he said, "somebody actually buys a book. It's a good thing I don't have to depend on this place to keep body and soul together." He doesn't have to pay rent, either, having bought the building with the profits from his other career as the last of the gentleman burglars. "Seriously," I told him, "lots of people were making big bucks selling books on the Internet. Couldn't he do the same?" "I could," he agreed. "I could list my entire stock on eBay and spend my time wrapping books and schlepping them to the post office. I could close the store, because who needs a retail outlet when you've got a computer and a modem? But I didn't open the store to get rich. I opened it so I could have a bookstore and have fun running it and occasionally meet girls. See, I'm not greedy." "But you steal," I pointed out. He frowned and nodded toward St. Sebastian's biggest fan. "Not to get rich," he said. "Only enough to get by. I don't want to get rich, see, because it would turn me into a greedy pig." "You're saying the rich are greedy?" "They don't necessarily start out that way," he said, "but that's how it seems to work. Look at all the CEOs with their eight-figure salaries. The more..."